The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
While Kamala Harris runs a campaign of happy times and good vibes, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance continue to campaign really hard. They haven't done interview after interview. I'm going to show them a couple of them here. However, what was different about this weekend is that he actually defended, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance actually defended MAGA, not just from the left, but also from the far right. So I'm going to show a couple of those clips in just a second. First, though, Donald Trump and his campaign unveiled a new ad on Kamala Harris at a rally, and it was really, really good stuff. Take a look.
So don't take my word for it. Listen, Kamala Harris's agenda straight from her own mouth. Would anybody like to see her? Let's do it for a couple of seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
As President of the United States, I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of that.
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
Yes.
You know, the food pyramid, what people are
saying. Yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Where do you stand on defund the police?
This whole movement is about rightly saying we need to take a look at these budgets.
Harris asserted that ICE is perceived as the modern day Ku Klux Klan.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK. Is that what you're asking me? I see no peril.
I'm not finished.
I see none.
And yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing.
So this ad was Politics 101 because he's essentially using an ad, and this has been used forever, but it's really effective. It's really, really effective. He's using an ad of pretty much exclusively his opponent's voice, which is always a good move. This video tells the perfect story about Kamala Harris because right now, what Donald Trump has an issue with, and what, in my mind, it doesn't jive, but it is the reality, is that he is perceived as a more radical candidate than Kamala Harris, which is just simply not true. If you look at what Donald Trump supports in terms of policy, he has really changed the bar in the GOP. In fact, some people on the right are kind of upset about it, but he's really become a lot more moderate than, say, Kamala Harris, who believes a ton of crazy things like that video showed, like banning fracking, defunding the police, all those things. But again, there's this weird perception. Again, if you think that Donald Trump is a radical and you're on the left, whatever. I mean, people have got Trump derangement syndrome no matter what. But if you're on the left and you think that Harris isn't radical, I just don't even know what to say to you. It's so clear the things that she believes is just crazy. Those videos from Kamala Harris, by the way, are less than 4 years ago. I mean, this isn't like 20 years ago. I've always said that people can change their opinions and, you know, we should allow them to change their opinions. But this was from like 4 years ago. I don't think Kamala Harris just evolved since 2 years ago on her feelings about fracking. Interestingly enough, this ad will have probably the best effect in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, which Trump needs to win in order to win the presidency. If Trump wins Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, which are the other swing states, it's not enough. I think he loses by like 2 electoral votes, which would suck. He needs one of the other people And, you know, this message, I really think, is the most powerful in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, especially when it comes to fracking and environmental stuff, because there are a lot of people in those areas that are obviously in that industry. And when they hear you want to ban fracking, it doesn't look too good for their jobs. It turns out you tend to lose jobs when the president of the United States wants to get rid of a whole industry in your country. So as of now, again, he's not polling super well in those states. So I think, again, if I'm Donald Trump, I am literally pouring tens of millions of dollars putting this ad out into Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, because he has to win one in order to win the presidency. Because the genius of this ad is this really is all the things that Kamala Harris believes in. This is not a straw man. Like, it's not a straw man argument. Kamala Harris really believes these things. She wants to end the filibuster in order to pass legislation to pass the Green New Deal. It's not popular, by the way. That's just one example. Her position on immigration is indeed as radical as the video shows. It is. I saw a tweet just today. It was really good. This tweet basically just said, like, you know, it's talking about how some people think that Kamala Harris is going to be really tough on immigration as a president. And the response to that is, guys, she is vice president right this very second. Right this second. So what in the world makes you believe that she's going to be tough on immigration as a president? She's a disaster right now. Like, why isn't she? She's in charge of the border, too, as vice president. So you think she's just magically, as president, going to start fixing immigration in our country? Why hasn't she done it for the last 3 years? It's like right now, I don't know if you heard, it's exact same. This is the exact same issue. Gavin Newsom right now is cleaning up the streets in San Francisco. It's like, dude, I thought you were saying that it was great this whole time, and now you're actually doing your job. Again, a round of applause for Gavin Newsom that he's actually doing this. But really, just around election time, you're going to do this? That doesn't actually look good for you. It looks worse because you're essentially going out and you're saying, I could have done this the whole time, but I didn't do it until it's politically advantageous for me to do, which is, again, on immigration, the exact same thing for Kamala Harris. All she has to do is reimplement Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, and 90% of it's solved. All of it right now. So anyway, that's just one issue. But again, for all this talk of Kamala Harris, she can fix it. It's like she is the incumbent. She stands by all of the policies of the Biden administration. She's complacent in all of them. And yet we're going to give her trust again, even though everyone acknowledges that the last 4 years have been absolute garbage and a crazy, you know, a crazy mess. So my question for all those people who think that is, why isn't she fixing it right now? Well, as I said, Trump and Vance didn't just attack the far left. J.D. Vance was on Face the Nation and roasted Nick Fuentes and other far-right grifters. Take a look.
About, because one of the supremacists who was saying things like this about your family.
Yeah.
Nick Fuentes, an avowed anti-Semite.
Sure.
Went after your wife. He had previously dined at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump. Does this have any room in your movement, in the MAGA movement?
Of course it doesn't have any room in the MAGA movement. And of course,
you disavow him and this.
And of course, Donald Trump has criticized this person. Look, I think the guy's a total loser. Certainly I disavow him. But if you ask me, what I care more about, is it a person attacking me personally, or is it government policy that discriminates based on race? That's what I really worry about, is bad government policy that harms people based on their immutable characteristics. Look, a lot of losers are going to attack me and attack my family. I think the proper response to them is to ignore them. Don't feed the trolls, and they largely go away. What I worry much more about is bad government policy, Margaret, because I think it's a bad, bad thing.
Guys, I've said it so many times, but J.D. Vance is so weird. The way he called out anti-Semitism, he called it an anti-Semite, a loser. He focused on policy is so incredibly weird, especially to the left, because neither of those things, calling out anti-Semitism and talking about policy, are things that the Kamala Harris campaign could possibly dream of. They've never done it. I mean, they're only 3 weeks old, fair enough, but I don't think they're not going to do it for the next, you know, 80 days or so before the election. So those two things are literally this is what's really interesting about what J.D. Vance just said about Nick Fuentes. It's actually, the way he talked about it is actually the antithesis of the Kamala Harris campaign, and I'll explain why. So one, she cannot disavow anti-Semitism in the same way that conservatives will, because J.D. Vance and Donald Trump have. Like, the right is not the problem. Like, the Republican, let me rephrase that. The Republican Party is not the party that has problems with anti-Semitism, because when anti-Semitism does happen on the right, and yes, it does happen sometimes, Republicans are so quick to disavow it and say, yeah, we don't really want them part of our movement. Democrats are not the same way. Kamala Harris right now cannot do that, because a whole wing of her party is about to show up to the DNC and protest because Biden isn't hard enough on Israel. Because they would prefer that Hamas gets to genocide Israel without Israel actually firing back. She wants those people to vote for her. That's why she didn't pick Josh Shapiro as a running mate. And if you don't think that's the reason, by the way, here's some statistics for you. Nate Silver, the most accurate pollster in America, ran thousands of simulations and found out that whoever wins Pennsylvania wins 96% of the time in the general election. In other words, Pennsylvania is deciding this thing. If you win Pennsylvania, you win the presidency 96% of the time. He literally ran tens of thousands of simulations. So why then would Kamala Harris not pick a very popular Democrat governor from that state as her running mate? It's the easiest political decision instead. Instead, she chose Tim Walz, who's not in a battleground state, and who's a raging radical, who put tampons in boys' bathrooms, who was massively tyrannical during the lockdowns, who lied about his military service. And yeah, he lied. Go check it out. I mean, there's a lot of people out there on the left saying he didn't lie. Yeah, his sergeant said so. Tons of people have come out and said he has. His own staffers have said that. So again, it's not gossip. That is a real thing. The reason why they didn't pick Josh Shapiro is because he's a Jew. That's what it comes down to. The second thing that Vance said that Kamala Harris cannot do is talk about policy. She hasn't done it this whole time. She literally can't take a single question. She hasn't taken a single question from journalists. It's doubly corrupt because Kamala Harris hasn't planned on it. She's never like held a press conference. And then, of course, the media have never tried to do it. They've never even asked her a question in passing. He literally said, J.D. Vance, literally said he doesn't care what someone said, who said, like, he didn't care that Fuentes said something about his family. Fuentes literally believes that interracial marriages are evil. And which is, you know, it's offensive. I mean, he's married to an Indian. His kids are Indians. That's offensive, right? And his response, I don't care. I just want to fix the country. That is unfathomable to Nick Fuentes or Kamala Harris actually speaking coherently and talking about policy. Neither of them can even, you know, they can't even think about that because instead they have the vibes. You know, either the Nick Fuentes vibes, which are not good vibes, by the way, and Kamala Harris vibes, which are, you know, bringing a rapper out to twerk on stage vibes. So obviously I love it when J.D. Vance goes after the left, but I got to say, I love it when he goes after the far right just as much. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.